Vedotin is certainly in Hodgkin lymphoma the flavor of the month as far as new treatments go. It's really exciting. It's an immunotoxin that's really active. If you've seen the data from the first studies presented as a waterfall plot where you look at what the tumor volume did after treatment, essentially everybody has it shrink. And a high proportion have an objective response, that is, have a 50% shrinkage. And some have a complete response even with advanced refractory disease. It's an incredibly active drug. And so its place right now is, I think, in patients who recur, and it's a way to get people to transplant with minimal toxicity. That is, it's relatively easy to give. Neuropathy's the biggest nuisance in administering it. And it's so active, you can often induce remissions in patients and allow them to have a transplant when they either wouldn't have been able to have it or they would have gotten there in a more difficult way. The drug's actually approved for people who fail transplant. And in that setting, it's a wonderful drug to make people well again, but it doesn't cure very many people. We don't actually know how many. Maybe some, but not very many. Time will tell what proportion. The real thing you'd like to do with the drug, if it's so active, is to get it up front. And right now, people are trying to figure out how to do that. There was discussion at this meeting of, in very favorable patients, perhaps skipping ABVD completely and just giving brentuximab vedotin to a PET-negative remission and then give radiotherapy. Interesting idea. There's been an effort to try to incorporate it into ABVD, and to do that you have to get rid of the bleomycin because it turns out there's overlapping pulmonary toxicity. And there's an effort to try to find a way to incorporate it into Biocop. But if the patient can get it, it helps everybody from people with end-stage disease to hopefully, eventually, either making it easier to cure them or maybe even increasing the cure rate in certain subgroups of patients. It's an exciting drug. When patients with brentuximab vedotin get peripheral neuropathy, which is not rare at all, and if you give enough of it, most patients do, you can either sometimes skip or delay a dose, or you can reduce the dose, both of which might help. Sometimes you have to stop the drug according to how severe the neuropathy is. But occasionally, it limits your ability to treat the patients. Most of the time, you can find a way around it.